But it's the truth.
It is.
Okay, call the meeting in order, well, Mr. President.
Okay, we're close enough. I'd like to call the Wednesday, February 15th meeting of the Port of Sioux Law Commissioner meeting. Present for this meeting is Vice Chair Bill Meyer, Craig Zalizzi, second VP, and Robert Ward.
Yep.
Absent from this meeting is, and they have excused absent, Mike Buckwall and Terry Duman. Do we have, Dave, we have some guests. Do we want to have them make public comment at
they're,
this?
They're not going to make public comment. We were going to add that to the
regular Then let's go to the agenda. We have, Dave, why don't you do your modification to the agenda, and then we'll call for approval of the agenda. You had an addition, and I have an addition.
Yeah, if we could make an addition to the agenda, I have Mary Shaw with the Florence Farmers Market, and Mary is going to talk to us about the possibility of moving their operation from next to where the old Lotus was to a section of our boardwalk,
the grass rock
grass
out there.
Area
yeah.
out there. And,
well, there's a lot of room out there.
Yeah, and I've talked to Mary a couple times now, and she does have a proposal for us at this time, and I'll let her tell us a little bit more
when that comes.
Dave, we'll put her in after five, right after manager and commissioner's report.
Okay.
Put her in first so they could leave if they want.
Oh, you want to put her in first?
Okay, that's fine. So after the financials, or well, I'll tell you what, we've got a couple approved by consent, so let's put her after two. All right.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll put. And my particular addition will do last. And then I want to add the one item to the agenda. I want to discuss the possibility of it, and I've talked with David about this, of having a work session with the commissioners about staff compensation and the staff, their particular compensation and their fringe benefit package. And this comes, so I was at a workshop with the city here earlier this week, and it was pretty enlightening. So anyway, I'll expand. So what I'd like to add to the agenda is I want to discuss and see if I can get a consensus about a possible workshop. So that would be after, let's make that item six, after the managers and commissioners report. So let's get formal with this. That is the new agenda. Do I have any objection to that agenda?
No.
All right, then approved by consent.
What about public comment?
You're exactly right. Do we have any anybody signed up or wishing to make public comment? This is your opportunity to bring to the commissioner's attention any item not otherwise on the agenda. Comments are limited to 5 minutes per person with a maximum of 15 minutes for all items. Do we have any speakers that wish to address the commission? Going once, going twice, hear them none. Okay, the other item we need to approve here tonight is approval by minutes by consent. Are there any additions or deletions to the minutes that were presented to the commission? Any objection? Hearing none, then the minutes are approved by consent. So let's go on now to item approval of the financial. Kelly, why don't we we can do the financials now, or we can let our guests.
Let's go ahead and let them do it so they can leave if they want to.
Okay. Okay, and then we can get back to examining the financials. Okay. Dave, you want to introduce our guest tonight?
So we have from the Florence Farmers Market, Mary Shaw. You can go ahead and just have a seat up here if you want to, Mary.
Welcome, Mary.
Just introduce Hello. Yourself and tell us a little bit about the market.
It's nice to be here. Well, this is the sixth year of the Florence Farmers Market. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
I know it's really popular.
Yeah. It is a food-only market, and we are a 501c3 nonprofit. Last year, we averaged between 450 and 500 attendees per market. We're kind of bursting at the seams where we've been located down there by the Lotus Building. Mm-hmm. So this is a big move and a big opportunity for us, and we appreciate the consideration of making the move to the boardwalk. Not sure what all else
what,
I can
what Mary has told me that Tuesday would be the day that they'd be utilizing the space out there.
Oh, okay, so it won't be on a weekend.
That's kind of their traditional day, right? Yeah.
With what we have going on out there during the weekends.
How often?
Every week, starting May 23rd, so we're clear of roadie days. And then our last market is October 17th. And the market runs from 3 to 6 in the afternoon. So that gives our vendors plenty of time to get their produce harvested, loaded, and to the market. And it also allows people that are working to shop at the market. I might just say that we are very committed to food equity at our market. So we honor Oregon Trail carts, and we also have a program that's called Double Up. So if you spend $20 at the market on your Oregon Trail cart, we give you another $20 in vouchers to spend on produce.
At the market?
Yes, yes.
So if you go from 3 to 6, so the vendors would start arriving earlier, and so I mean you have to set up, right? There's tables and tents.
Yeah, 1 o'clock would be the earliest, and then by the time the market's over, they are so done. I think it's fair to say that everybody's pretty loaded out.
Yeah, I've got a friend, Mike Loby, that works down here.
Oh, yeah.
I know he's done when it's
over. He's really done.
Yeah.
But, you know, Mike is one of our absolute
Mike's a jewel.
Favorites.
Yeah.
He is.
Who
is
it?
Mike Loby. He lives with, he's one of my neighbors in the condo.
Oh, okay.
Got a quick question.
Sure.
The footprint, are you going to be able to have a bigger footprint than you had down there in Old Town?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
How big a footprint are you asking for?
Well, I'll be honest and say I'm not sure yet. We currently have 14 vendors, so we're nowhere near as big as the crafter market. But I think we will, over time, grow out and use more space.
Where are you gonna focus your market? Is it gonna be like at the west end of that grass strip? Are you gonna be on the grass or on the boardwalk?
On the grass.
On the grass, and will you be at the west end, which is the end closest to Old Town?
Yes.
Kind of, and then work your way.
And then we'll
this way as you need.
Yeah.
Depending on how it goes and.
Well, that's going to be a nice addition.
Who cleans up after it? How does that work?
Well, we have about 10 to 12 volunteers at every market, and that's who.
That's who does that.
Yes.
And so they go around with plastic bags and pick everything up, and then
so it's
haul
it
off.
It's kind of left the way you found it.
It is absolutely left the way we found it.
And what, who is responsible for what goes on there?
We have a market manager, and she will be on site at every market.
So there's somebody who can deal with an issue if there was an issue?
Yes.
And how about insurance?
We have a $2 million liability policy with State Farm, and we can give the court our declaration.
Yeah, certificate of insurance.
Another question: do you allow relative demand? Do you allow partisan politics to be engaged in down at the market?
People, what's that?
People collecting petitions and
no.
signature, or holding up political signs, or anything?
No, we had somebody ask last year to come and bring petitions related to climate change.
Oh, that was probably Mike Allen.
Yes. And we told him, you know, if you want to be out on the sidewalk, we don't have jurisdiction.
Yeah, he has
that,
the right, just like every other citizen.
Sure,
in Africa.
Sure, but not at the market.
Good.
We do have a booth for the rotation of other non-profits that align with our mission. And we allow them to come once to the market.
Now, my daughter was telling me that farmers markets have special definitions, and they really can only allow, it can't be a craft fair or anything else. It's a fairly, you're really confined to the kind of activity you can do if you claim to be a farmers market. Is that correct, or am I?
Usually farmers markets set a percentage, like they might say 10 or 15% of their vendors can be crafters, and the rest need to be food. We're tighter than that, and we're food only.
Okay.
It's amazing. I had no idea that regulation was out there. You just think people show up, but no, it's...
No.
Well...
And we vet all our vendors. We either visit or interview to be sure they fit within our rules and guidelines.
Go ahead, Ron.
David, are they going to pay rent for their time? Or
That's what we're...
Or how is that supposed to work?
That's what we're here to figure out. They've proposed an amount to offer us, and
how much is that?
It's $75 a day, and you know, I told her I couldn't make that decision at this point. I would have to put it before
sure.
the board first and get some kind of consensus on.
Do we?
What David
is
after
is
consensus. We don't have to take an act. It's not an action item.
No, but I'm just wondering. I was talking a little bit about the amount.
Yeah. I think it's fine with me.
Well, I'm kind of wondering, do we have to?
No, we don't.
There's nothing that exposes us if we just allow them to do it.
As long as they have their insurance in order and we have a facilities use permit or a vendor's permit, in place where,
you know, for three or four hours a week,
and the economic development it brings to the old town.
I'm wondering if we should. Do we have to charge anything? I'm half it thinking. $75 probably creates us more paperwork.
Do they fill out? So does the park have a facility use agreement that they have to complete?
Yeah.
And it has some insurance requirements held within it.
Yeah, it's contained in the agreement.
Does the agreement talk about fees?
Yeah, it does, that are established.
Because if we have a policy or routine where we charge a fee, or it's in that agreement, and we don't follow that agreement, that can create issues for us down the road. because then all of a sudden we have other folks filling out the same agreement, doing something very similar, saying, why are we being charged? I'm not saying I...
I hear what you're saying.
I'm just saying that if we have policy, we better follow that policy, or we change the policy and then follow the new policy. Does that make sense?
Unless we acted as a sponsor for this market in some way.
Yeah. That would be different than having them fill out a facility. But I'm just saying, if they go through that facility
application,
we probably better hold true to that or change it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, you're worried about setting a precedent that we have to defend down the road. Yeah,
that's a good. Well, maybe we should charge 75. It's only a 1 day use.
Is that going to create a heartburn, Mary? You hear what we're talking about on that cost?
On the fee?
Because you can hear the attitude that we're trying. We're expressing relative.
I need to clarify the two forms. So there's a concessionaire's permit that we do charge a fee. There's a facilities use permit that we don't charge a fee.
Oh.
Both require insurance?
Yes.
Yes.
The insurance requirement is essentially equivalent?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the port administrator gets to determine which type of particular application this is. In other words, David can say, we'll consider this a... Give me the two types again, Kelly.
There's a facilities use permit, or there's a concessionaire's permit.
I think this is defined as a concessionaire's permit just because there's transactions money-wise taking place. I don't know that there's any...
Is that how we treat the other?
The other one would be like somebody wanting to go down and play music or
right.
Or
but I mean,
something.
Remember who was the gentleman that was here three meetings ago, and we talked about him having all these booths, and we talked about each individual vendor having their own insurance, and they also have.
Yeah, that's the market.
That's different, and that's not a concessionaire.
The way I understood it is that. Does each vendor carry their own insurance, or do you just carry an umbrella?
We do.
Yeah, that would make sense.
And is that other markets going to happen?
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
Is that a concessionaire?
Yeah, that would be a concessionaire.
Permit, like these folks?
What's Davis Carnival?
Boy,
the chamber pays us. The chamber pays us for the carnival. For using the parking lot.
Well, I know, but what's the... Are they a concessionaire, or are they...
They would be considered concessionaire. And concessionaire...
Or is it a facility use permit?
It's kind of a concessionaire because they're making money. So the concessionaire is for the people that are actually making money. The facilities use is more like Toastmasters having a meeting in the conference room.
Okay.
Type of thing.
What... Mary, what... What was I going to ask? Shoot. That's frustrating when you get something in your mind goes out the door before you remember it.
You had it down at Lotus. Were you paying a fee there?
No, because a private individual owned that property.
And he just sold it.
Yes.
That's probably...
I see they're doing a bunch of work down there, but
wow, hopefully there
we can definitely go less than $75 a day.
If it makes any difference, we are a non-profit.
Right.
So we're not
making
any money.
Where does... So all the vendors that come in, do they pay you anything?
Yes, they pay a booth fee
of
$20 a mark.
The money that you make under your 501(c), where does that money go?
It pays our market manager.
Oh, okay. Okay, so basically, like you say, whatever cash you have, it has a place as a part of the nonprofit. Mm-hmm. And of course, that's the goodwill. Is that it's all going to provide food for people who need food at a reasonable price.
Yes, exactly.
And also provide, presumably, profit to the vendors that are bringing their goods.
But anybody can go buy food there, right? I mean, I could go down there.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, commissioners, what David is looking for, and he mentioned it. David wanted to inform us, and he wanted to find out what our feeling was.
A number that you guys are thinking is fair.
CZ, what do you think? Are you in favor of the project that they're proposing?
Yeah.
I know I sure am. I think one of our charges is for economic development in the area, and I've seen the kind of activity that's down there. And the kind of, like I say, a good friend of mine, Mike Lobey, works. He spends half the day there on market.
You know, Mike.
Very well.
And I just think it's a wonderful benefit for the community that we're providing. And I like the idea that you get an expanding footprint. So I personally, David, am very much in favor of it. And if we can not have to charge, if the use permit doesn't require us breaking what we have said in policy, otherwise we need to follow policy in implementing this. Is that clear enough, David? Or do
mm-hmm.
we, okay.
Yeah, and I think everybody's fine with the $75.
Yeah. Okay, any last comments from the commissioners? Mary, I think you're doing some excellent work there, and I appreciate what you're operating. I know I sure enjoy having the neighborhood. I mean, we're neighbors. I live right here in Old Town.
Well, Peggy will find it real handy.
Oh, yes. so it's wonderful. So I'm all on board, David. Thanks for bringing it to us.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Mary.
So, David, I guess you'll put it together.
Yes. Yep, we will.
Okay.
Thanks, you all, very much. We look forward to
I'm sure Mary
being
and
at the board.
Britt will be down as soon as possible.
That's right.
Well, thank you very much, Mary, for what you do for the community. I certainly appreciate it.
You're welcome to stay if you want, but if you want to leave, you can leave.
Yeah, it doesn't insult us at all if you don't
good.
Stick around.
Not at all.
No, no. Our meetings get pretty dull. Actually, they're very exciting. You can see we mud wrestle and we get in all kinds of. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Moving on, troops. Approval of financials by consent.
I'll be here rest of the week. Tomorrow I just have something going on. I meet with somebody at 9, so. Anytime after that, tomorrow or the next day, as soon as you get that permit built up.
Okay, Kelly, why don't you walk... nothing else, guys? Kelly, why don't you walk us through the financials real quick?
Checks printed in January were $99,329.52. Occupancy for the campground was down 2%, and mortgage was down 6% from last year.
Yeah. Okay, let me look at these figures for a minute. And then we'll see if there's any clarification needed. For example, on our campground revenue, and I know we've gone through this before, year-to-date, this is page 1 of 2, year-to-date it's $531,000, but we anticipated, when it says budgeted, Kelly, that means that's what we anticipated as the input. Okay.
I'm anticipating $848,172, and we're at $531,000 right now.
But
which tracks?
But still adds up to the budget year, doesn't it? But we're July 1st, the start of the new budget?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So we have a number of months to go.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Good.
Plus roadie days.
Yes.
That'll be a biggie.
Yeah.
All right. Any questions, troops?
Nope. Move for approval of the finances.
Yeah. All right. Motion's been made to approve.
Second.
Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second. CZ, do you second the motion?
Yep.
All right. Let's go ahead and do a formal vote. Call from Rob Ward. How do you vote on the financial?
Aye. Aye.
Rob votes aye. CZ, how do you vote on the motion?
Aye.
And chair votes aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Let me introduce my topic.
You want to do manager and commissioner report?
Yeah, why don't we do that, and then I'll wrap it up and see if I can get an agreement on a work session.
I have a little bit to talk about.
Okay. Go for it, David.
Kyle Terry from the Confederate Tribes has contacted me about the dredge spoils material out there again. Mm-hmm. And they're getting ready to put a formal bid together. This project can start between May 15th and September 31st. That's their work window. So they're planning on putting a bid package together for the hauling and removal of the material out there. I'm going to actually meet with him tomorrow. He's going to come around. We're going to walk the perimeter of that dredge spoil site. I don't know how technically they're going to get on this bid, but if he needs to know how much material we're going to be selling to him, I kind of...
He can take a look at it.
Yeah.
We can tell him... We will define an elevation 5 feet higher than the existing parking lot for a finished grade.
Yep.
And he can take whatever he wants to take down, and we can set a point out there and call it 100 feet as a benchmark, and he can, and we'll tell him 105 feet.
Would you have time to stop out tomorrow and walk that with us?
Yeah, actually I could.
Okay.
What time?
9.
Okay.
I mean, I could tell him a little later if...
No, I'd rather have it earlier in the day as opposed
to later. Because I just wanted, we talked about 4 foot the last time, and I just want to make sure that...
Well, whatever the number is that
we know...
Yeah. We want that elevation, so...
You want to be there tomorrow too, Bill? Can you be there, or...
Let's see. Yeah, I can be there.
Nine
works for me.
That you meeting here?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Because I want to protect my spoils.
So we know we've talked about the spoils. Aren't we trying to keep some of that to develop some
we
of that?
Are.
But there's
gonna,
some we can get rid of. And
we're going to keep enough, a portion of it raised. That's where we intend to.
So we can have 4 or 5 feet above old ground.
Yeah, just to get a little elevation.
Oh, yes.
Now we're getting rid of that?
We're getting
rid of about half of it, probably.
Well, probably a little more than a half.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to keep enough so that we can get the elevation we need for our deluxe campground.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. What we're saying is that when they're done,
it'll be where we want it.
Yeah, that's the easiest way to say it.
So when they're done, they'll have the they're going to do something with the vegetation also.
Just don't let them bury it on our site.
Yeah, no, I told them already today that
they have to take it off.
Need to be removed.
What's our time frame for that?
Well,
have we even established any of that? I can't remember.
No, we really haven't. We've been waiting to get to this point.
Okay.
Yeah, the most thing I'm interested in is how are they going to access it through the campground?
Yeah.
And can they do it without being disruptive to
I told them today.
The RVs.
But they'd have to do it between like 9 and 5.
How long will it take them, Dave, to get that, would you guess?
I don't think it'll take a couple weeks.
That long. Whether they start taking it before May 15th, I'm not sure. They just can't start working on the site.
What are they doing with it?
They're filling that wetland up there on the Waite Ranch, I guess.
Oh, this is that project.
Yeah, the McKenzie River Trust.
Oh,
how long do you think it'll take them?
Well, they're working.
Are we talking months or weeks or days?
Well, I'm hoping not that long to haul it, but they can only do it between May 15th and September 31st. That's their work
window. So if they started on the 15th, would they be done in 2 weeks?
Or? Yeah, probably.
Well, it depends.
We have to see what they're doing.
They might have some site prep up there before they can even get started.
I don't know whether they're going to remove it here, stockpile it there before they start working, or I'll hopefully find out some more from him tomorrow when he comes down here.
I would bet that they're building some type of a dike at the east end of the ranch, so that when they let the salt water come in, it doesn't go onto Tony Chu's property.
Okay.
That's probably what they're talking about.
But, I mean, when they start, they're going to start and finish. They're not just going to use their entire window.
As far as I know.
Right.
We'll
take up the whole summer.
I mean, we'll have a good area through here to where we'll be able to access it,
not be disruptive to the...
in the camp area.
Oh, okay.
A straight shot back there through here, so...
Okay.
The time...
Are we just giving it to them, or are they paying us for it?
They're paying us the dollar fee. I think it was a dollar, whatever the state charges us.
It went up for 23.
But they were talking about making a deal with
bad
the
timing.
State last year for
2023.
State just to give it to them.
Yeah.
Because technically not our material, that's state material, even though...
Well, why can't we make a little money on it?
Well, we tried to for years.
No, no, but we haven't talked.
We got a customer now.
We had already told them to begin with when we first.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because we've been telling everybody that everybody that comes to get it,
they can take it for whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we want it to go away, so I guess that's a good thing.
Oh, excuse me. You all right? And anything more on that?
Nope. And so we'll meet up at 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Now, who are you meeting with tomorrow?
Kyle, just right here.
Kyle.
So I just come to the office?
He's with the Confederated Tribes. He's in charge of that project.
So that's a Confederated Tribes project?
Well, McKenzie River Trust owns it, but the Sayula Watershed and the Confederated Tribes are all involved.
Are involved in it also.
Yep.
Okay.
What's going on with the bulkhead, David?
Well... at the SDAO conference,
and thanks for making that conference, David.
Yeah,
that was good.
They had the pork caucus. I don't know. Have you guys been to one of the caucuses at the SDAO conference yet?
Uh-huh.
And so during the caucus, they usually have our... several ports there, and then what's the lobbyist that does legislation for the ports? He's generally there. Well, this year they had the representative from OEM there, the Oregon Emergency Management Agency, and believe it or not, they brought up the Port of Sayula and the Port of Brookings. How far along with this process that we are, and I don't want to tell Jack this, but they basically called him a rock star. He's got us such an opportunity, and
hell, he is
cool.
But they did tell us that they're lacking about 30 staff members right now, and so don't get too excited about any timeline, but Jack's done a lot for the Port of Brookings, and I intend on making a trip down there and seeing what they got going on fairly soon.
That's good, David.
But we're going to be in that situation soon. Our project will come together. It's taking time.
Isn't there a window when we can work on that as well?
February. It's February 15th is actually the last day, so it's November. It's November to February 15th is the.
So we won't do anything with that until this coming
next.
November, right?
This next, we hope. We hope. We've already been funded the first portion of it, and that's one other thing he said. If you're looking for reimbursement right now, it'll take a little longer because of staffing issues. I guess they're having terrible staffing
issues. Are we funded enough to have design start?
We've been totally funded for that, yeah. We've been funded the first portion of it. We just haven't got reimbursement yet. Did you send any of the...
Jack hasn't given it to me yet.
When do we go out for an RFP?
That'll be
design.
That's going to be the next portion of it.
When do you think that'll happen?
You know, I think it's going to be within the next 6 months. If not sooner.
Because
after him telling us, don't count on, Don't be counting on it on a time frame because they can't give us one now. They're so backed up. He explained that there is 135 projects that one person is working on right now, and they're seriously trying to staff about 30 positions at this time. So,
well, the only thing I was
they're going to be behind.
The only thing I would suggest is, I would ask him, when do you think we can go out for RFPs on the design?
Well, we already do have the design. We've already had the design and everything done on that portion of it. Yeah, we've gone for this grant with the design and everything
already.
That
was when we got the quote for millions of dollars for the design.
Yeah, no.
Was that those guys from Klamath Falls? That designer, is there another one now?
No, the only design that we've ever had is the sheep pile design.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we wouldn't. If we didn't have a design and everything, we would never have been.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize you already had the design.
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically, no more work till November.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, it's not going to wash out, and we're okay with that.
No,
and when it happens in November, will that be the final hurrah, and it'll be fixed and done? And
that's when we would be starting the project.
And it's going to be sheet pile?
Yeah, sheet pile. That's the design.
Do you know what they mean by that? What is it? It's a sheet of metal about this wide, and it has a little curl on each side.
Uh-huh.
And so they drive one down however far they have to drive it and leave it up however high they have to leave it. These things are probably 20 or 30 feet long.
Wow.
And then the next one, they kind of interlock it and then drive it down.
And they just sister next to each other?
Yeah, but they're interlocked. They're kind of like this when they're done.
Wow.
And so it creates a solid wall of steel that goes down probably 30 or 40 feet into the muck and sticks up however high it needs to stick up to be the top of the wall.
How long does that steel gonna last before it rusts out?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
But didn't they put riprap behind it and stuff?
Nothing as far as I know.
Well, they backfill.
It just sits right up.
They can backfill with whatever.
Yeah.
That's
pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's like that thick?
No. No, it's wide.
Oh.
I don't know how thick the iron is. You know, I don't know. But I know if you're on the river and you go out past Seawatch Estates, there's a house there up there at the south, kind of the easterly end of that subdivision. And you'll see sheet pile, what the equivalent is of a sheet pile wall that got driven in because that bank was sloughing and that house was being threatened.
Really?
And they actually had a big crane and went over the top of the house and drove the piling in.
Get out the bank, man. That was expensive.
Well, I think they sued the city. Oh. That was the Lukens. They're the people that own the subways. Do you know them?
No.
But Rick Lukens and his wife. And they, do they still, I don't know if they're even still in town. He was a school teacher. But they, I think they ended up getting a settlement with the city.
Is that why? Because they lied.
Well, they bought the house. You know, they bought the house. They didn't have it built. So, they went after anybody they could for funding. And apparently they got some funding.
Wow.
Anything else on that?
Well, no.
Okay.
No, I just can't.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're continuing to move forward with that project as in a timely manner as we can.
That's awesome.
We're just waiting on everyone else, basically. And Jack's staying on it. But, yeah, we don't have a time frame yet. I'm hoping at some point we will. And so the conference was rather large this year.
Nice turnout they've ever had, I heard.
Yeah, there was over 500.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I took, with some of the classes I took the public meetings and executive sessions.
Right.
I took another class. It was challenges during construction projects, conflicts and relationships with fellow board members.
Well, there you go.
And then I took.
Does that mean we can't go crabbing with you?
Yeah. No, that was more or less one that probably for board members. Yeah. And then there was a good one.
Yeah, we really have conflicts on this board.
What are you warming us up to?
Advocating for your district to elected officials.
And that's great.
They just basically told us that most of the elected officials in Washington, D.C. don't even know what a special district is. A lot of people don't know what a special district is. I didn't.
Well, we're special.
Well, I mean, Wilbur Turnick's relationship with Mark Hatfield is the reason that North Jetty got extended 2,600 feet and the South Jetty got extended about 2,200 feet.
Yeah, they were saying that a lot of this COVID money went to cities and counties and stuff, but special districts never did see.
She brought me a coat in case I get cold.
Any of that?
I have a seat in the audience.
Any of those COVID
really
funds? I don't know why.
It's interesting.
Well, you know, there. I don't know what kind of projects you might have in mind, but you know, Boomer's a good friend of Florence, and he would be. I mean, it doesn't hurt to say, hey, we've got this project in mind. Do you have any ideas? Are there any opportunities at the state level to get some funding? Because there's a lot of money coming through.
Nobody asked for it.
And, Boomer last year, or his first two years that he just completed before he got reelected, he brought in $30 million to his district. None of it came to Florence because nobody from Florence asked for it.
Yep.
Well, they did. They did make it a point to tell us if you're going to talk to elected officials, don't just go to them saying that you need this money for this project. Have your permits. Have it already blueprinted and mapped out. Bids for the project and all that. You don't just want to go to them with saying,
want to
do this, and it's going to cost this much. No, you have to have everything in order.
I wonder if Coos Bay had that in place when Boomer got the money for it.
A lot of those, you know, you'll have a lot of money into a project before you go even start to go for the funding.
My take, David, is if we have a project in mind, then, you know, it could be an infrastructure project, expanding a sewer, or stormwater control, or expanding a water system, or you know whatever it might be. You know, if we have a rough concept of what it's going to be, we can go talk to Boomer about that. Oh, and the
definitely.
Nice thing about it is that he himself may not have access, but he can tell you who to talk to.
What about trying to replace our existing spoil site so we can develop a premium campground and relocate it at another site, which would require a purchase of another site, things like that?
Possible.
Yeah, okay.
All right. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you ask them for any, whatever, you know, you never want to predetermine the answer for somebody before.
But you want to
ask the question.
You want to give them the vision. And this is what the vision is going to cost.
And but don't hesitate to give them the vision.
Okay.
And then if they say no, fine.
Okay.
If they say yes.
Okay. Well. Okay. We can work up that vision. Yes. Okay. Anything more?
No. I think.
Okay.
That's
all right. Okay. I would like to. I've been on this commission quite a few years now. But one of the things that we haven't sat down as a commission, and first of all, I'm going to give you the motivation for this. Last week, I sat through a public workshop with the city council, with their HR director, their human resource director, and he went over...
I watched the whole thing.
Yeah, he went over the compensation packages for the city and the wage scale and how they handle some of their fringe benefit compensation, and I was thinking, you know, we're competing with in order to keep our employees here at the port, we're competing with those kind of offerings that other agencies are made are offering. So right after that meeting with the city, they had a public handout that would have been available to anybody. I came down there and met with David, and I handed it to him. And what I would like to do is to have a workshop, not prior to, let's say a regular meeting, a half an hour workshop, and discuss, have Dave come in. Now, we don't want to mention a particular employee. We're not negotiating salaries at this point. But what David would bring in is what he's paying is the various categories of employees, and he's got them defined. But I would also like to look at our fringe benefit package, and because there are some concepts that I saw with the city's presentation, and that David, did you get a chance to ask special districts how we could handle a payment to a health savings account? Like I told you, how the city's handling.
No, because I was going to ask this guy right here.
Okay. but what I'm really asking today, would you guys object if we had a workshop to discuss these items? Because I think we need to.
No problem whatsoever. And the only thing, David, I'd suggest is that, because we're really talking about the benefits packages.
Yes.
We're not really talking about individual pay for individuals, because as far as I'm concerned, that's your job.
Yeah, in a way.
But, you know,
that is my job. But I would like...
Well, I think it takes some action.
I would like you guys to actually see what staff does get paid here without mentioning names. You know, we can, you know, give out positions, but because I really don't know where we're at as far as
comparing.
I mean,
well, you know,
Florence's pretty unique. I mean, it's tough here. You know, the housing market, there's a lot of things that factor into living in this community here. And I know the staff here is nowhere near what the city is, and other ports. I know we're not.
Well, we need, during the discussion, you need to do a little research that you can bring to the table that other ports are doing.
And this isn't about me. It's about my staff.
But it could be about your fringe benefit package, too. It could involve tweaking that.
Well, it's everybody's fringe benefit package. I know, as an example, the chef that we just hired away from Three Rivers Casino, mm-hmm. that now works at the event center, mm-hmm. I asked Aaron, I said, well, you know, how did you get him to cross over? Kind of. And, you know, he gets, the casino only pays for health insurance for one person. We pay health insurance for two people. The city.
Oh, okay.
You know, and we have that health savings plan and a few other things that the city does.
What do you mean one person? You mean like only employee only?
The employee only.
And then the other one's employee and
the
spouse.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm following you. All right.
Yeah, that. And there's people that do the type of an analysis that says, you know, typically here's what, for mm-hmm. ports, here's what normally the pay is.
And the fringe mm-hmm. benefit package especially.
Yeah, and we can and we can talk about it at the work session, but maybe out of the outcome of the work session is that we have somebody, you know, what's the norm for mm-hmm. for ports in terms of what they pay? That's kind of, I think, where we'd want to start.
Yes, I agree. But I would like to begin the conversation, Rob.
Yeah.
We need to find out. When I was at the city meeting, my impression was that the actual outline of the fringe benefit package was an action item approved by the city council. So you were mentioning that Dave, using his discretion as the chief executive officer, maybe I think we would probably have to take public action in terms of any. So you can run that by council. What we have to do to make it.
Well, they have the city has a schedule for different classes. They have classes of employees.
But I think that was approved.
And, It was, but they have class, you know.
For compensation.
For compensation. And within that classification, Aaron has the authority to...
Plus or minus.
To plus or minus within that range, and then the steps go up until you hit the top. Those kind of things. And I don't know if we have anything
we
like that.
We don't have anything like that, basically.
Well, I think we do, because I'd like you to give... Because you're worried about keeping... This little campground is doing real well, and I get to observe. You got a quality staff out there, and we need to keep them. And we've increased, if you want to call it, profitability of with all of the campgrounds that you guys have added. So, I would like to see if we could, we can work with create some creative steps that give you flexibility to make sure, you know, I need to make sure I keep that guy.
Yeah, and you're right, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I'm wondering if...
Because I did see that the city had arranged that they paid for position.
You know, and Aaron would be glad to make any of that information available to you, David. All you'd have to do is ask. There's nothing secret about the ranges.
Yeah, no,
that's all public record.
I have looked at it, but we don't have anything similar to that. Everybody's just basically started at a certain range, or a rate when they've been hired, and then it's been...
have you thought about asking, Reedsport or Winchester Bay, and
I think we need to,
and a couple of the other ports that are comparable to us, how they're handling that.
Yeah,
that would be great to have that information.
Oh, that needs to be brought to the workshop.
Okay.
So you want to do the workshop before the next meeting?
I want to make sure David can get everything together.
And Dave, when you do that, if you've got somebody more that you know and you ask them about their range of compensation, mm-hmm. and I don't know, we may call our employees the maintenance one or two, or, you know,
absolutely.
Might be a little different.
Absolutely.
So you'll have to kind of figure that out. But the other piece of it is you might ask them about what other benefits they have as far mm-hmm. as PTO, right? Holidays, mm-hmm. 401k plans, is it an employee only, or do they match, or do they not even have to contribute? Because some of them will be like, even if the employee doesn't put 3% in, the employer will automatically.
Yeah, we have to contribute. In
right. And just think about the benefits that we provide with you, and then ask those questions of each port.
Yeah, that's
so that
smart.
It kind of mirrors a little bit about, makes sense with what we're doing, you know.
Kelly, with response to your question about when... I firmly believe we need to do our homework first, since I can legally come back to Dave and we can talk about various things, because we're not taking any action items on. I would like to get things shaped up and have the information ready, so that when the other commissioners are sitting in this room, we can lay it in front of them. We don't guess about what other people are doing,
yeah.
And we've already figured out the procedure that we can legally use to do it. So
and even like the health insurance we're talking about, you know, like some folks do employee only, some do employee spouse, and some.
Well, what Bill was talking about, like what the city does, they have a fund that they're able to utilize that fund to pay the deductible for their employees.
Yeah, they fund the deductible for the employee. They fully fund, if the deductible for the plan is $5,000, they put $5,000 into that employee's own health savings
account. So they're getting $1 coverage.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, to have an to be defined as an HSA, there are certain things, litmus tests have to be met, and one of those is a high deductible.
Yeah.
I mean, I could get all that information for you. I don't know it all off the top of my head.
But we need to do some homework on that. We need to have some pretty good answers before we meet. And we can meet, it doesn't have to be a formal meeting. We can meet in a workshop session, just like the city does, and we can discuss these.
Oh, yeah. And it just has to be announced.
Yeah, because there will be a quorum. Just has to announce that there will be a workshop with a quorum of the commissioners.
But again, my point in raising this, I think it's time to discuss this. That's what I think.
How many employees do we have, Dave?
Seven.
Yeah.
But they're all important. That's
oh, yeah. No, no.
If we get to 10, there's new OSHA rules. Right?
We've been working with the smallest staff the port has ever worked with. We employ less people than the two previous managements.
And you've been getting the jobs up.
There's new OSHA 300 reporting laws.
Okay, and what does that
mean? That's any employees over 10.
I think for two years we've been talking about
it. Yeah, and the city knows about it. We've talked about it.
Okay, all right. But
I did. But we're at 7.
Are our guys first?
Okay, so
you guys,
we have to watch our numbers.
4, 5, 6, isn't it?
4, 5, 7.
4, 5, 7, yeah.
What's that?
Retirement fund.
Where we...
Oh, okay.
We contribute to it. If we don't contribute, the port doesn't...
So we match it.
You match up to...
Up to 3 or 4, probably.
It's 5%.
Wow, that's really good.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what other ports are doing, but in the private
sector. That's only
sector.
If we contribute.
Are other ports under the PERS program, or how do we skirt that?
You know, I'm not sure. I know the city's PERS, aren't they?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You bet.
And what's that, 15, 18%?
Well, it's about, per employee, as we found out, it's about $19,000 an employee a year.
Wow.
How much?
$19,000 for PERS, or 10, something like that.
So now, in terms of since Terry isn't here tonight, and he didn't necessarily agree, right now we're not the special meeting is not imminent. So when we can discuss it if we can get a quorum at our next.
Well,
yeah.
Whenever David gets the information he needs, call the meeting.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, we got three of us here. That takes care of it.
Sometimes we've tried this before with getting numbers from other ports and stuff, and it can be
pretty tight-lipped,
quite difficult.
Keeps them close to their chest, I imagine.
It's pretty easy for management and like an executive assistant, but the rest of it, there's usually not a lot of numbers.
Well, speak in generalities. Yeah, I mean, you don't want to say, you don't talk specific
people.
I just
know a little bit just because I've talked to a lot of them in the past.
Well, we need to make sure we know the legalities on the health savings account. But that city outline that I brought to you, that gives an awful lot of food for thought in how you can structure things.
Yeah.
But I think you need to talk about the various categories and levels. You know, they use terms relative to the responsibility of that particular level, and they index the pay according to that defined category.
Mm-hmm.
So we can work on some creative.
No, exactly what you're saying. Yeah. Have a category for your employee and have a minimum wage and a maximum wage
based
for
on
that
experience
category.
And, yeah, and that. So I think we have a heck of a good starting point, but then we need to make sure legally how we. Then we'll work up when we have a meeting, Kelly. All right, I don't have any more. I've taken up enough of your valuable time, guys.
I got nothing.
Hey, how's the insurance business
going? Are you adjourning the meeting?
You're correct. Thank you. This meeting is adjourned.